Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's a very good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary, and a very busy morning and great news, I think, for two clubs in particular this morning. Glen have beaten Mike Quillen by 2 points to book a place in the AIB All-Ireland Club Football Final for the very first time, and they'll play Kilmacud Croaks, who were back in the final again after losing last year. Glen beat Mike Quillen by the 2 points, 111 to 12 points. Kilmacud Croaks beat Cairns O'Rahilly's 114 to 14 points, so two very tight games. Let's hear from the Croaks manager Robbie Brennan, who admitted to our reporter Mike McCartney that it's been a long road back to this point.
It was very much rip up the script and start from scratch again, and a bit surreal maybe getting back there now, but it's a nice feeling, that's for sure.
And you're red hot favourites all week. Everybody was saying, you know, you're going to do it and do it in style and so on. So how do you get rid of the hype and keep the players' feet on the ground?
Yeah, I suppose the lads don't really look at that too much. We probably see a bit of it as a management, obviously, but the lads don't really see much of it. So and I suppose internally there's so much competition, they just keep pushing each other on. So that's their drive, really, you know.
A lot of people, when they said that, when you got the match programme, you looked at it, there were so many players there in Kerry who have served their county well and Kerry football well. So you knew this was coming.
Oh yeah, very much. We kind of approached it as a Kerry versus Dublin type of challenge, which it was. And a lot of guys out there with medals and quality footballers, obviously. So it was always going to be a tough game. It turned out to be a close game in the end.
Very close too. After the first quarter, the sides were level, but you kicked on a bit and there was that little bit of space at half time.
There was, yeah, and but we still felt we hadn't really hit our straps at that stage, so we were hoping for a better improvement in the second half. We might have got that for 10 or 15, but it dropped off again, which would be a concern going in the next day.
Yeah, and more on those games a little bit later on. Lots of shocks in the FA Cup over the weekend and a big one yesterday. League 2 side Stevenage coming from a goal down to beat the Premier League side Aston Villa 2-1. Villa appeared to be on their way at Villa Park into the fourth round, but Stevenage scored two goals in the final 2 minutes and got through, I think, one of the biggest upsets in recent years, especially when you give the nature of that comeback. Their manager is Steve Evans.
It is very special. I think it's probably, the chairman just said to me, the greatest day in his club's life, and he said the club for 26, 27 years. Certainly a fantastic day for the town, but we don't kid ourselves. You know, this is a fantastic football club. We'll enjoy the moment. These guys will have their own days, and they've treated us absolutely fantastic since we walked into the building earlier today, and we'll now be humble and get on with our jobs for Saturday. We fight, we scrap, and if we can't win, boy, scoring a great goal, and I think it is a great goal to win it, but if we can't, then we can certainly make difficult lives for the opposition. I think we've done that in large today, but you look at the players that's on that pitch, they're incredible. An incredible manager on the next bench to us as well, so we'll be humble to him as well.
Yeah, Manchester City had no problems against Chelsea. They're through. They'll meet the winners of Arsenal and Oxford, who meet tonight in the third round. Elsewhere, James Collins and Jason Knight on target for Derby in a 3-0 win against Barnsley. Leeds came from 2 down to draw 2-2 with Cardiff. Bristol City and Swansea drew 1-1 wins for Stoke, Blackburn and Walsall. In horse racing, Champ Kylie took the honours in the Lawlers of Naas novice hurdle yesterday. The horse trained by Willie Mullins, ridden by Danny Mullins. Jack Kennedy suffered a leg injury after a fall at that meeting. Looks like he could be out for some time. And there was some finish at the Tournament of Champions in golf in Hawaii. John Rahm came from 7 shots down at one stage to win it. He finished with a 63, 5 under on his back 9 to beat longtime leader Colin Morikawa by 2 shots. Morikawa had 3 bogeys on his back 9. Seamus Power finished on 15 under and a tie for 25th place.